Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's the hour. I see game. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Just hope you'll check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. Let me introduce you to our new friend, ladies and gentlemen, our newest friend, soon to be not such a new friend because we're going to have her back on the show. She's got a lot to teach us. Her name is Kim Levine. She's the author of Mommy Millionaire. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a lady who was a journalist, and through issues that she'll tell us about in a minute, with her family, she found herself needing to create some income and doing it fast, and she did. And she did it by just basically taking action. And she's written all this down in a book, and she's here to tell us about it right now. Kim, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
Thanks so much. It's so exciting to put this kind of information out in the world for other people to use.
Well, I really am glad that you did the book, because I've been through it. I've got some of the information here that you guys sent me that helps me, and I'll tell you, the things that you say make so much sense. But before we get into the meat of the thing, I want to talk about your title and the book cover.
Yeah.
Mommy Millionaire. The cover is pink and lime green, ladies. The two favorite colors of all women, not so much of men. So, Kim, did you say, you know, what can we do to make sure that men never pick up this book?
That's really funny. Actually, the pink and green on the cover are my company logo colors.
Of course, and they are.
So you see the flowers in there, and it
oh, yes.
My colors.
And it's very, you know, it's very delicate, Kim.
I was worried that men wouldn't read it, because I know once men read it, they're going to find it just as informative and useful to them as women will. But you know, the whole idea was, how did I do it? As you know, just a stay-at-home mom, basically.
Well, we're going to burst that. We're going to debunk that myth right here today, Kim. Because and by the way, before we got to get one more little piece of information out. Tell them the name of your company.
It's called Green Daisy. Green Daisy
Green
Incorporated.
The company is called Green Daisy. The book is called Mommy Millionaire. There's pink and green as far as the eye can see. But guys, here's the thing. Everything that she talks about in this book, you can use, and not only can use, it'll help you be successful. It's not just for girls.
Thank you for that.
Okay, but I want to get that out right out there. But you know what you should do, Kim? You should buy like a camouflage cover, like a dust cover, a dust jacket.
Guys,
you should give guys the option to buy a camouflage cover. And
well,
and put over it. See, that way...
No, that's a million-dollar idea.
Exactly. Listen, I have those kinds of ideas. And so,
see, you could turn that into $1 million.
I think
actually,
I'm going
to... my husband's planning his book, Daddy Millionaire.
I'm going to license this to you. You can have it for a nickel. And,
you are an entrepreneur.
That way, when I'm going through the airport, I can put this camouflage cover on it with grenades and horses and ducks and things like that, and I won't feel so bad about reading it. Anyway, let's get to the meat of the thing. Tell us the story. I want you to tell the audience where you started, because, Kim, there are thousands, if not millions, of women sitting out there listening to you right now who are exactly today where you were when all this started.
Right. Well, it started about 5 years ago. I was looking for a present to give to my kids' teachers for Christmas, and my husband was out feeding deer in the backyard with feed corn, and he put the bag down next to my sewing machine, and a light bulb went off over my head. And I had that classic Eureka inventor's moment where I thought, wow, I heard of rice in bags before and flax seeds with herbs. What if I put corn in a bag?
Buckwheat and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I sewed it up and put it in the microwave and was absolutely blown away. So I gave it away for Christmas presents to my kids' teachers. And
what did you think that they were going to do? Why would anybody want corn in a bag? What was it supposed to do?
Well, I knew that the grain, like the rice and the flaxseed, you know, when you put it in the microwave and you heat it up, it provides warm, moist heat that lasts up to hours. So I thought, well, if rice is, you know, rice is a small grain, flaxseed is a small grain, what if I put corn in a bag? That's a bigger grain, and right. it just produces superior long-lasting heat.
Yeah.
So after I gave it away for Christmas presents to my kids' teachers, next thing I knew, complete strangers were calling me up, looking up my name in the phone book, calling me the Wovit Weighty, and asking if they could buy
one. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, folks. As if the, now, what's the name of the company again?
Green Daisy.
All right, okay, as if Green Daisy weren't enough, as if the pink and green weren't enough, this is the name of her product. Go ahead, Kim. I actually can't say it.
It's a Wovit. I knew as a former marketing professional that there, you know, when you create some of the best trademarks in history are the ones that make absolutely no sense. Google, you know, Kleenex. The ones I knew that would get a consumer's attention.
Who wouldn't love a title of a product that sounds like something a three-year-old would say?
Yeah, well, everybody asked me, did Elmer Fudd have anything to do with naming it at first?
A three-year-old. But now, wait a minute.
It turned out to be genius because nobody could walk by it in the marketplace without saying to themselves, what's a Wovit?
Right.
Know? And I got their attention, and they'd look at it for 2 minutes.
Now,
but
was
anyway,
this before, Kim, was this before or after your family had the financial challenges?
Well, this is right before. So
okay.
I was selling them off the back of my truck, and my husband took them to a local retailer and asked if she'd take them on consignment, and she sold out of them in a week. And just days after that, my husband came home and told me he was without a job. He was laid off, and I had two little kids, a $200,000 mortgage, and I had to find a way to support my family.
Holy mackerel. And so... so there was a little providence there. Did you feel like there was some providence there that the idea came to you before the layoff came?
I like to say that there are no atheists in foxholes.
Exactly.
And, you know, one thing I discovered, and I think you'll see that when you read the book, is that, you know, there's a lot of providence in everybody's life. Everything happens for a reason. And, you know, I had my challenges, but they all led me to success. And, you know, that's what I tell entrepreneurs. Don't give up when you meet your first challenge or your first crisis. Crisis is constant. Just learn to accept it with a better attitude and get through it, and you'll be successful.
Well, and the thing is, the crisis and the challenge that you just mentioned, there's another term for it that wraps all that up, and it's called change.
Yes, you're right.
You can either be influenced by change, or you can manage change. You get to choose.
Exactly, and it has everything.
Well, I was just going to say before we go to the break here, that one of the things you never did, and that you tell people to do today, this is for moms, guys. So just take a break for a second. Right, Kim.
Right. Don't apologize for being a mom. You know, technology has revolutionized the workforce.
Right.
Never before has it been so distinctly possible for us to have it all. I can't
Absolutely.
Sit at my
hold,
kitchen table.
Hold that thought. Quick break. We're going to be right back, folks, 20 after. I told you you'd be excited when Kim Levine talked to us about being a mommy millionaire.
There's too much confusion.
Late break. Somewhere. 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're back. And we're visiting with our new friend Kim Levine, the author of Mommy Millionaire. It's not only a great book, folks, it's a great story. In fact, you'll enjoy reading about this, about Kim, and reading her book, even if you're not interested in business. It's a very compelling story. Kim, I got to ask a question, one more question, and then we'll get back into the meat of this thing. What is your husband doing now?
My husband is my chief operating officer. He manages the day-to-day operations of the company and makes sure my kids get fed.
Has he gone back yet and thanked the person who laid him off?
Oh, God, I think I'm still trying to get over that anger and disappointment.
Well, you know what, though? I was downsized twice in the 80s.
Yeah.
I started my own business in 89. That led to all this nonsense. And you know what? I've since gone back and thanked both of the people who did that to me.
Right. You know, every millionaire I know has had the same situation happen. You know, very few people choose to take the risk to embark on entrepreneurship without being forced to, you know, either being fired or downsized.
That's right.
Or facing a career, you know, a crisis.
Kim, there are a lot of things out there, a lot of offers out there to home-based business owners, to micropreneurs. You know, give us $39.95, give us $459.95, and you know, you can be a millionaire. And then they show these people, look, before I paid $50 for this package, I didn't have this wonderful house. I made $30,000 sitting on my backside last week. You know, what do you think about all that stuff?
You know, everybody's always going to be there trying to sell you something that's too good to be true. And, you know, there's even something in my book that I call the BS detection machine that I created in my mind. And it was just a way for me to critically evaluate offers like that. And one of the questions I asked myself was, is it too good to be true? And if it was, I automatically would say,
right.
Well, you know, it's not there. I tell
right.
people, you're going to need a minimum of $20,000 to start even the smallest business venture. I could say, boy, I started my company now worth $10 million on a sewing machine I got for free, you know.
Yeah.
But that would just be contributing to this whole myth of what it takes to become a millionaire that I'm trying to dispel.
Well, and now the $20,000 that you're talking about, I think one thing we need to point out, though, is you don't have to have that $20,000 day one either, do you?
No, I started my company on credit cards. Almost everybody I know has started their company
yeah.
on credit cards. You know, make sure you register them under your corporation or, you know, your business entity. And, of course, that's corporate debt then instead of personal debt. And people are afraid of debt, but I tell them debt is a tool. You know, there's a difference between good debt and bad debt. Bad
right.
debt consumes revenue. Good debt generates revenue.
That's right.
So
it's a lever.
You know, and then here's the big story. There's $20 billion a year available from angel investors. Angel investors are high net worth individuals certified by the Security and Exchange Commission to have, you know, $2 million in liquid assets. And they are investing $20 billion a year into startup and mid-stage businesses. And that number is growing by 20% every year. There's never been a better opportunity to raise money.
That's a great point, Kim, but they want to see that you got some skin in the game first, don't they?
Right. Nobody's going to give you money, even a bank, unless you've assumed some of the risk, you know, whether that's
and already got something and already got something to show them.
Right, but I do know angel investors who have invested in startups, investing as little as $60,000 on a home takeout delivery business. So
right.
they're accessible, and they're accessible to startup entrepreneurs, and go for it. And
one of the things
book,
you
I take
say
step by step through the process.
One of the things you say in the book is tell your story. You don't be ashamed of your story.
Right. You know, you sell to consumers not through the head but through the heart. And if you can make a connection with people personally, you know, that's where you're really going to make the sale.
Right. I like the idea of that you talk about in your book about finding a mentor. That's really important, isn't it?
Oh my God, you know, it's so important, and there's so many good resources out there that are free for small business owners. You know, I'm sure most of you are familiar with SCORE, the Service Corps Retired Executives. Maybe you're even a mentor for other people. That's where I started. And then the second invaluable resource, I would not be here today if I did not use the unbelievable free resources that are available to me through the Small Business Development Center.
Right.
You can find the local office of your SBDC by going to sba.sbdc.gov. And they're usually based at major universities. They're in every state in America. And you can go there and get professional, real-world business advice that you know would be expensive to buy. And you get it all for free. You can even get someone there to help you write a business plan, to
right.
connect you with angel investors.
And or a bank?
Pardon? Or a bank. A banker, yeah. correct. You know, they put me in touch with, I would not be here, in fact, without my SBDC counselor.
That's a great story. I'm glad you said that because, as my audience knows, we're strong supporters of the SBDCs, the Small Business Development Centers. And you can, and I'll tell you another place you can go, folks. Go to asbdc-us.org. That's another website where you can find the SBDCs. Kim, I got about 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
You know, there are million-dollar ideas out there yet to be brought to the marketplace. You know, I tell people you don't have to invent cold fusion. You don't have to be the next Bill Gates. All you have to do is invent a simple consumer product like I did that has mass market appeal, and you can take it all the way to the top retailers, which I did from my kitchen table.
Kim, what's your website, please?
Pardon?
What's your website?
You can go to mommymillionaire.com, and you can learn all about me, and it'll automatically
link
you to my website.
The book is wherever books are sold, right?
Correct, and you can buy it on Amazon.
And folks, her picture's on the cover. That's worth the price of the book.
Thank you.
Kim, good job today. Will you come back?
I definitely will, Jim. You were the most fun I ever had in an interview. And I really, it's a great way to start my day.
I appreciate it. Quick break. Right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.